That's a picket fence, you know, like a yard fence.
And then how are these attached together?
They are posties. They are posties.
Okay. And are there boards going along in back like this?
Well, yeah. Well, now this is a board. Now this is a yard fence, and it's all together just that way. But a plank fence now, around the pasture's hog lot, is this way. Uh-huh. But around the yard is that way.
Okay.
I ain't got no,
I put mine on. And this is the yard. And so there's spaces between these pickets?
Mm-hmm. There's spaces, not so wide that dogs can go out. But
okay, so there might be a connecting thing between here and here?
Yeah, here you go, take some chewing gum.
I certainly was. Nice to meet you all. That's a darling puppy.
Bye-bye. Y'all come back.
That is a cute puppy. Is that yours? Where did that puppy come from? Is that your
puppy? That little big dog Charles brought in, give it to me.
And you say you don't want it, huh?
I think bring me the little boy dog. I'm going to swap
the little girl off. That's what I'm trying to. Sort of sneak one into the other.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's see. Is that about all the different kinds of
fences? Well, that's about all the
fences they have?
Different kinds of fences.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of loose rocks or stones?
Well,
are there any rocks and stones around here?
No fences like that is built around here. Now, I see some of them in Dublin, but I don't think none right around here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, do you have a name for those kind of fences that are around Dublin?
Well, now, I don't know what you would call that. But it's a division between town property, is what they call it.
Okay. Let's see, good dishware is called what?
China.
And a chicken lays and
eggs.
Okay. And have you ever heard that expression for something to put in a nest to fool a chicken?
Well, it's a plastic egg, or a doorknob, or these little... It's an imitation of an egg.
You know? Uh-huh. Well, have you ever heard that particular thing called a China egg?
Yeah. Well, I reckon that's what you call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the China egg.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. What's a large wooden container that's open at the top for carrying a liquid in?
Bucket.
Okay. And how would a bucket be shaped? Let me draw a picture of
it. Well, it's,
Is it the same shape, straight up and down?
It's
flat
a little bit.
Now,
this pretty, but it's made in this shape.
Okay.
At least
get flat. Uh-huh, okay. So then it opens, it's a little bit more open at the top than it is at the bottom. Okay. And when would a person use a wooden bucket? What for?
Well, be used for a water bucket, drinking, you know, for drinking water. Mm-hmm. That would be made out of cedar, though, if you use it for a just like
okay. Okay. Okay.
I'll get the toilet drink. A cedar bucket is for drinking purposes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal?
Well, you call it a bucket.
I'll call it a bucket.
A pail.
Well, would you ever call a wooden one a pail? Or does it have to be metal to be a pail?
Well, that's my opinion.
It'd
be metal.
Okay.